Today's Raising Carter podcast is about how to make reading fun for sons.
How to ignite the passion of reading in your son. What do you enjoy about reading?
You can learn from them. He has a book about YouTube. He learns more about YouTube. But there's books that you can read, like especially Dog Man. We have like 6 books here. I'm not going to go through them all. But yeah, there's some books that you can learn from, some books that you can just read for entertainment.
Why do you think a lot of young boys don't like to read?
They might not like to read is because maybe they can't. But that doesn't mean they can't try.
You know, when I was younger, I didn't really care much about reading because I didn't
find the book to read.
So I think a lot of young men who don't like to read, you just got to help them find books that they like to read. Just like there are TV shows you like to watch and videos out there that you like to watch, it's books that you would like, enjoy reading. But we got to help them find the books as dads.
Now, so as a dad, this is what I recommend you could do. I recommend you telling your son about some books from this video. Now, I'm not saying that your son will like the exact same books that I do. I'm saying that maybe he'll like some of these. Maybe he'll like Cat Kid Comic Club, classic. Kick. And then maybe he'll like Babysitter's Club. I personally like it.
The Table Titans Club.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he'll like that. That's a really good book. And maybe
he'll like
those. Now, this one is so good. And what I like about Dog Man is that they like to keep it serious. Like Dog Man, he looks so serious right now. But they like to keep it funny on the characters. Now, I'm not going to spoil it for you guys. But Dog Man, some people say he's covered in blood. Some people say that he's covered in tomato juice. I'm on the tomato juice side because that's what he is covered in. Look, so you can see right here, tomato juice, flipping it off in a flipperama.
Okay. But the reason why this book, I like this book as a dad, is because of the author.
Yes.
Because of Dave.
Pilkey.
Dave Pilkey. Dave was diagnosed with, he was so disruptive in class that his teachers made him sit outside in the hallway every day. Luckily, Dave loved to read and he made up his own stories, his own original comic books. The idea for Dog Man came, his first adventures of Dog Man and Captain Underpants. But this is what really got me. In the second grade, Dave's teacher ripped up his comic books and told him he can't spend the rest of his life making silly books. Well, she was wrong, because that's what he's doing right now. And my son loves them. These books are great because they help show your son, no matter if he's maybe not a good reader right now or he's having trouble in school, that he still can be successful. That's why reading is so important.
I didn't know how to read like two or 3 years ago, but my friends were telling me about, have you read the new Dog Man? So I went to the library, the school library. I saw a Dog Man book. I grabbed it. I kept practicing on that book. As soon as I started reading it, I never stopped.
Do you think it's important for, as a kid, I never seen my parents read anything. Naturally not thinking it's
important,
but I got tons of books. And when I was thinking one day, I was like, man, why does Carter like books so much, reading so much? I'm like, well, you got a bunch of books, you know, so maybe some of that rubbed off on him. Learning is contagious. You just want to keep on learning. So just because you might not be that great of a reader, the father or son, push through it. It's a lot easier to understand words and get the right using technology today. So introduce your son to the technology he can use to help him become a better reader. You and him, you might be a good reader yourself, but if you're not reading, then you're not helping your son out because you're not being the right kind of role model as far as that goes. You want to be a good role model and showing them how important reading is, because it
really is important.
How do you think fathers should create like a space where it's cool to, it's a normal thing, it's a thing,
it's a normal thing to read, like it's natural.
Yeah, how can fathers, what should fathers do to help their son be more encouraged to read?
There's many reasons, but I'm not going to take all of this time. You can read because most of the time kids will take some stuff off of their father, like, my father's doing it, maybe I should try this out. You can read too, because like he said, he has like a lot of books, and I've realized, well, why does my dad read that much? Let me try reading. Like I said, once I started, I never stopped.
Yeah, it's contagious. You just want to, you might not read all the books you got, but just
still read them.
Just the thought of wanting to learn and being interested in reading, because you can learn a lot. And there's a lot of information, great information, that's in books and in podcasts. So we are definitely telling fathers to try to ignite the interest of reading in your son. If he's young, start, read to him. You guys read together. Only a positive thing to do. It's only a positive thing to do. And break the stigma of boys not wanting to read. You know, a lot of times people, try to make it like it's not cool. Oh, you're a nerd because you read. Nah. You're a nerd if you're not reading. You're a nerd. You know what I mean? It's nothing wrong with being a nerd. You're lame if you're not, because
sometimes reading can be,
some books in school,
that's true,
can be boring, but you need to find the kind of books that you're interested in.
Sometimes school books can be boring. At school, I think I bring close to 20 books a day. It's like,
that's a lot. The book bag is heavy.
I know. People ask me all the time, why do I read so much? I read so much is because some of the books that I have, I don't like that much, but I still read them. The reason I have these books is so I can find the books that I like, so I can start reading them more. Like Dog Man. I think I got this one first. My first was 10. I don't have it right now. But then I figured out that I liked it. I went on to 1. Then 12, my favorite.
This is one thing I want to know, tell anybody that you might have a son that's not good at, not reading at his level right now. Trying to put them down about not being able to read is not the way to inspire somebody to do something, okay? Because people talk about people no matter what. You can be a good reader and they call you a nerd. You can be a bad reader and they could call you, say you're slow. People are going to talk about you. To inspire somebody to read is to let them know that they can learn new interesting things. Once you get attached and addicted to reading, I've talked to some of the gangsterest guys, and they'll be like, man, I kind of miss, reading. I like reading. Once you find something that you're interested in, it's something for everybody. This episode of the Raising Carter podcast, telling you dads to help your sons get more interested in reading. Try to ignite that interest in them to read. It's for a lifetime, because you can learn so much from it and you can be a better communicator.
One thing that I like about Dave Pilkey is that he spends his time in the hallway making comics. Instead of thinking that as a bad time and getting mad at himself, he made it better. And he started finding stuff. I'm pretty sure that Dave Pilkey, he wasn't this immune to making comics. I'm pretty sure he tried it out in the hallway. But do that with reading. You can use the time that you have to find books that you like and to start reading.
Great point. He didn't let what other people say about him stop him from doing something, you know, creating something,
something that he wanted to do.
That's helping other kids and for you know, generations to come. Dads, it's cool to read to your sons and have your sons read to you. See you next time. If this video brought you any value, check out the rest of our videos in this playlist, the podcast for fathers with sons, for guys who might want to be fathers one day, and for a young man who just want some wisdom from me and my man right here. And we are out of here.
Peace. That was a good one.